Hey everyone, and welcome to the Screenless Switchers, and also to Main Menu. I'm Holly Anderson.
And I'm Darcy Bernard. And what we're going to show you today are some things related to audio. A while back we did a review of iTunes, and now I want to show you how to do some other things with audio, mainly how to record it, how to edit it, and so on. We do a lot of podcasting, so these are things we do all the time.
But we're not really musicians, so we don't get into the musical side of editing.
Right, and we're not
really experts on
we're that. Not experts by any means. Even the stuff we do, it's just kind of stuff we figured out along the way. So, these might not always be the best ways of doing things, but they're kind of how we figured them out. And before we start, I should mention that I've got a bit of a cold, so my voice doesn't sound as good as it could be, so you guys will just have to bear with that.
Yeah.
But we're going to start. I'm going to show you, kind of run you through what the main program that we use is called Audio Hijack Pro, which is a really useful program. You have to pay for it. It's $32, but it's definitely worth every penny, because you can do a lot of really cool stuff with it. Like, the thing that we mainly do with it is we record Skype calls, because when we're not together, it makes it so easy for us to record our podcasts. But I'm going to show you how to do some of the other features of Audio Hijack Pro, and we will go from there. Okay, so we're going to start up Audio Hijack Pro now, and I have that on my dock. For people who aren't familiar with the dock is kind of a combination of the taskbar and the desktop, I guess you could say. It shows you all your running stuff, but then it also shows you you can put commonly used things there. So let's go to the dock with VoiceOver D.
Finder, running.
And I've got Finder.
Mail. Safari. iTunes. iChat. Skype. Audio Hijack Pro.
There it is, Audio Hijack Pro, so we'll hit Enter.
Finder. Macintosh HD. Selected. Audio Hijack Pro. Window. Audio Hijack Pro. Component in session list. Table. Has keyboard focus.
Alright, now it's focused on the component list. The component in session list. So let's look in that for a minute.
Interact with component in session list table on selected component recording bin session.
All right, that just shows you all the things you have recorded. Actually, before I do that, I should kind of explain what Audio Hijack Pro is. What it basically does, anything that makes sound, any piece of software or any hardware device or whatever that is capable of making sound, Audio Hijack Pro is capable of hijacking that, like basically kind of grabbing the output of it, and then it can record that. So let's see what we've got here already.
Quick record session.
So that's one of the default things.
Quick record session. Built-in input, line in session.
So if I wanted to record from the line in.
Default system input session.
That's another thing it creates by default.
DVD player session.
By default, when you first open up Audio Hijack Pro, it looks for all the applications that are capable of making sound. So the DVD player.
iChat session.
iChat.
iTunes session.
iTunes.
QuickTime player session.
QuickTime.
Safari session.
Safari, which is the Mac web browser.
Skype session.
Skype.
System audio session.
System audio, that records anything that comes out of the computer. I think in the Windows, when I used to use Windows a lot, this was called What You Hear. I think it's been called various things, but people probably know what that is.
VLC session.
VLC, that's the open source cross-platform media player that can play just about anything you throw at it.
VLC session.
So that's everything. Those are all the sessions I have right now. So let's just create a sample session so you can see what this is like, and we'll record something.
Stop interacting with Audio Hijack Pro.
So I'm going to
zoom button, minimize, close button, close button.
Wrap around to the other end of the window.
Session options button. Delete session button. New session button.
So we'll create a new session.
Press new session button. Delete session, session, button, session, session options, close, minimize, zoom, audio, hide, vertical splitter, component in session list table, interact with component in session list table on selected component, no application selected session, no application selected session.
This session has nothing selected, so let's decide what it's going to be.
Stop interacting with component in session list table.
That records the audio from the Mac's internal microphone.
Vertical splitter, hijack, up, mute, unchecked, record, pause, split, dim, hijacker off. Recorder off. Input selected tab 1 of 4.
Right, so we got 4
recording
tabs.
Recording tab 2 of 4.
Input recording.
Tags tab 3 of 4. Effects tab 4 of 4.
Effects. We're not going to go into tags and effects here today, but we'll look at the stuff that's in input and recording.
Audio source.
So, audio source.
Source type. Application, pop-up button.
So we've got a pop-up button, and we can choose the type of thing we want to hijack here. So let's see what we've got.
Menu checkmark, application.
We've got application.
Audio device.
Audio device.
AM/FM radio.
AM/FM radio. I think this is if you have a USB radio tuner. You can record the radio with it.
System audio.
Or system audio, which is everything as I mentioned before.
AM/FM radio.
From an audio device. So let's do that.
Audio device. Audio device. Vertical splitter. Hijack.
Now,
uncheck checkbox.
Reason, which is kind of annoying. It whenever you change one of these settings, it jumps you back. It jumps VoiceOver's focus back to the table, the session list.
Mute. Rep. Hot. Split. Dim. Button. Hijacker off. Recorder off. Input. Selected. Tab. One of. Record. Tab. Effects. Audio. Source type. Audio device. Pop up button. Input device. Embedded image. Default system input.
So.
Select menu button.
Default. My choices are.
Menu. Default system input.
Default system input. This is just you can have this set in your system preferences. Or you can use something else.
Silence input.
Silence if you don't want to record anything.
Built-in microphone. Internal microphone.
Built-in microphone.
Built-in input. Line in.
Built-in input.
Sound flower 2CH.
That's a thing for system audio.
Sound flower 16CH.
And so is that. Okay, so if I had a USB headset plugged in right now, it would show that up here as well. So let's
sound flower built-in input line in built-in microphone internal microphone.
Microphone.
Built-in microphone internal microphone. Vertical splitter hijack uncheck mute uncheck checkbox.
Right.
Record a pause
so.
Split recorder off in recording tags tab effects tab for audio source type audio device pop up input device embedded image built-in select menu button output device.
Oh yeah, okay, output device.
Embedded image default system output. Select menu button.
So now we have our choices of output devices.
Menu. Default system output. Silence output. Built-in output. Headphones. Sound flower 2CH.
So it's got the default output, the headphones, because I've got headphones plugged in right now, and silence input, which is actually what I want in this case, because
built-in out silence output.
I don't want to hear the microphone when I'm recording.
Silence output.
All right.
Advanced button.
The advanced button, we don't really need to go into that. Actually, there's a lot of things in there that I don't really understand, so there's not much point in going into that right now.
Schedule. Schedule list table.
You can do a schedule, but I'll
click button. New delete session options
I'll
button.
I'll show you later on.
Session options button.
About scheduled stuff.
Close button. Minimize. Zoom. Audio hike. Vertical split. Hijack. Uncheck. Check. Mute. Uncheck. Checkbox. Record. Uncheck. Pause. Dip. Split. Dim. But hot recorder off. Input selected tab 1 of 4 recording tab 2 of 4
recording
prep recording selected tab 2 of 4 tags tab effects tab 4 format for internet distribution hi pop up button.
Now there's a bunch of presets here. Let's kind of go
menu check mark for recording spoken word
for recording spoken word, so it's probably a low bitrate MP3 I would expect
for recording streaming music for recording from DVDs for internet distribution low check mark for internet distribution high. For burning to CD, AIFF. For archiving to disk. Custom ellipsis.
So I'm not actually sure what most of those are. Generally, I like to record lossless and then edit it down later on and then compress it when I'm finished everything. So I usually use for burning to CD, but we'll go into custom and you can really record it exactly like how you like to. So let's look in there.
Custom recording format type. Bitrate, sample rate, channels,
okay,
quality, low, high, format,
right.
MP3, pop-up button.
So we've got another pop-up button. Let's see what choices we've got.
Menu checkmark, MP3, checkmark, MP3.
That was at the top of the list. When you hear that little clinking noise, that means I'm at the top or at the bottom of a list box or a screen of some sort. So that's what you're getting.
AAC.
So AAC, that's Apple's, well, that's another compressed format, similar to MP3. Apple uses that for a lot of things.
Apple Lossless.
Apple Lossless is like, if you're familiar with FLAC or something like that, it's a lossless codec. There's no audio taken away. But obviously the file sizes are much larger than your typical MP3 or whatever.
AIFF.
AIFF is similar to WAVE. It's a totally uncompressed file. So, it's, you know, there's nothing taken away, but the files are huge.
AIFF.
And that's the last choice. I'm gonna have that because, like I said, I like to record, and I did this when I use Windows too. I'd record as WAVE and then compress it down when I was done. So let's do that.
AIFF. Type. 24-bit pop-up button.
And I'm gonna turn that down to 16-bit.
Menu checkmark. 24-bit. 16-bit. 16-bit. Bitrate. N/A, dim pop-up button, sample rate, N/A, dim pop-up button.
That's dimmed, the bit rate, because I'm not using a codec that uses a bit rate, because it's totally not compressed. So if I was using MP3, I'd get a bunch of bit rates, you know, like 128, 160, whatever. So
sample rate, auto, pop-up button.
Let's see what we've got.
Menu checkmark, auto.
I think auto is probably the first choice.
Checkmark, auto, 8.000 kHz, 11.025 kHz, 16.000 kHz, 22.050, 24.000, 32.000, 44.100 kHz.
That's the standard CD sample rate, so let's look at
44.100 kHz. Channels, mono, pop-up button.
I want it to be in stereo just because, I'll talk about this a little later when we talk about editing. The program that we use likes for everything to be in the same format. So let's just...
Menu checkmark, stereo.
But let's see what choices we have.
Checkmark, mono, mono, left only, mono, right only, mono, right only, mono, check, stereo.
Let's go to stereo.
Stereo. Quality. 100% dim horizontal slider, low, high. VBR quality. 100% dim horizontal slider.
Expect that both of those two sliders are dealing if you have, VBR files, which this isn't. So,
low, move on. High, blank text, help button, cancel button, OK button.
All right, so let's hit OK.
Press OK. Closing dialog
box. So for those of you who use Windows, you can see this is very similar. Like a dialog box is very similar. You got your OK buttons and your cancel buttons and whatnot. So
AIFF 16-bit stereo 44.1 kHz.
So that's what I've got.
Files. Save recordings to /music/audio/hijack.
Okay, so what that means, you heard it say /music. For those of you who have had any Unix or Linux experience, will know that tilde is your home folder. And then underneath my home folder, there's a music folder, and underneath that is an audio hijack folder. And so anything I record will go in there. So it's as good a place as any to have stuff.
Select button. Name recordings with percent name, percent date, percent time. Edit text.
All right, now here are some variables. It says percent name, percent date, percent time. I generally will do stuff to these files afterwards, so it doesn't really matter what I call them, but that would give you a name like, microphone, and then it will give you the date and the time. So it's as useful as anything else, I guess. I don't know if there's other variables you can put here or not. I'm not really sure.
When finished recording.
All right, so we've got some things it can ask us here. I've not really used these things very much, but we'll see what we've got. When you finish recording.
Blank text. Scripts menu button.
You can have it run a script. Apple has some built-in, has a scripting language built into the operating system. Let's see what choices we've got.
Menu. Do nothing.
So we've got do nothing.
Add to iPod.
We can have it add to, if you've got an iPod hooked up when you're done recording, it would automatically move it there. Which would be useful, I guess, if you were recording like a stream or something, like a radio stream. You could have it go to your iPod once you're done recording it.
Add to iTunes as bookmarkable.
Add to iTunes as bookmarkable. That's the same sort of idea, except that bookmarkable files, you can have chapters and whatnot. I'm not exactly sure how that would work, like where the bookmarks would be.
Add to iTunes library.
Add to iTunes library. It would go into your iTunes library once it's done recording. Again, that might be useful if you recorded something on a schedule.
Select other ellipsis.
Select other. That's, you could put any Apple script in there you wanted, and it would execute some sort of task. Like maybe you could have something that would rename the file or move it to another drive or something. So let's just escape out of here because I don't want to do any of those things.
Scripts menu button.
All right.
Limits. Start a new file every unchecked checkbox. 2.0 dim text. Gigabytes, dim pop-up button.
So I can have it start a new file. If you do this by default, it's every 2 gigs. But I think you could also have it start a new file after a certain length of time. Maybe after an hour or something, you could do that.
Stop recording after 1.0, dim text. Hours, dim pop-up button.
So you could have it set, you could set it to stop recording after it's been recording for a certain length of time.
Silence monitor. Off, pop-up button.
Silence monitor, I actually don't know what this does. I mean, I have an idea that if there's silence, it would stop recording or it would do something, but I'm not really sure what these choices are.
Menu checkmark,
so.
Off. Remove analog. Remove digital. Stop analog. Stop digital. Start new file analog. Start new file digital. Custom ellipsis. Custom
so
ellipsis.
Those are your choices. I have off, no idea what that means. If anyone does, I'd love to hear. You can always email the show address, which you'll hear at the end. Because I'd like to know what that does.
New session button.
I think that's everything that we're going to do.
Delete session session options button. Close button. Minimize audio hijack component in session. Vertical split hijack uncheck checkbox.
I kind of flipped through this quickly before, but after the table, there's a hijack button.
Mute, uncheck checkbox. Record, uncheck checkbox. Pause, dim, uncheck checkbox. Split, dim button.
Oh, and a split button. Okay, so let's talk about what those are.
Pause, record, mute, hijack, uncheck checkbox.
So I'm going to hijack first. That tells it to start to kind of grab the audio. So let's do that. Now, if I move forward through...
Mute, uncheck, record, uncheck, pause, dim, split, dim button. Active, 0:06, quote.
You can hear it said active 0:06. It means it's been active for 6 seconds. You'll hear that clicking. In the Mac, whenever your voiceover is focused on a something with a timer or a progress bar, you'll get that clicking noise just to let you know things are happening, which is actually really handy if you're downloading something or doing something you have to wait for. So let's just move off of that.
Split, dim, pause, dip, record, uncheck, mute, uncheck, checkbox, record, uncheck, checkbox.
All right, so I'm going to record. All right, so now I'm recording from the MacBook's internal microphone, and you'll hear this in a little bit when we play it back. But let's see what we can do here.
Pause, uncheck checkbox.
I can pause the file if I needed to, or
split button.
I can split it. If I do that, what actually happens is it starts a new file at that point. That's actually really handy if you're doing a podcast and you know that, okay, I'm going to have to play a song here. You can hit split. And then you can edit the things together easier, like edit it together later on. So let's stop.
Pause. Uncheck checkbox. Record. Check checkbox. Mute. Record. Check checkbox.
Stop. We hit the record button again, and you'll see it's actually a checkbox, and so it's unchecked. So
mute. Uncheck checkbox. Hijack. Check checkbox.
We're done with that, so let's stop hijacking it. So let's hear what we've got.
Vertical splitter. Component in session list table.
Let's find the recording bin.
Interact with component in session list table on selected component, built-in microphone, built-in input, built-in input, quick record session, recording bin session. Stop interact, vertical split preview, uncheck checkbox, reveal button, editor button.
So these are just things I could have it automatically launch an editor.
iTunes button, burn button, process button, trash button, table.
All right, so we've got a table here.
Built-in microphone, internal microphone, 200-801-06-2020.
So we found it in this list of all the things that I've recorded. So if I can hear it, I can hear what we've done by pressing enter.
Built-in microphone, internal microphone, 200-801.
From the MacBook's internal microphone, and you'll hear this in a little bit when we play it back. But let's see what we can do here.
Me talking before.
I could pause the file if I needed to, or I can split it if I do that.
So you'll hear when I said when I do that.
Blank. Done. Button. Press. Dot. Closing dialog.
Makes it into another file. So let's.
Trash button. Table. Row 11. Recording name. Built-in microphone. Internal microphone. 2008.
Okay. So.
Built-in microphone. Internal microphone. 2008. 2020.1.
A new file at that point. That's actually really handy if you're doing a podcast and you know that okay, I'm gonna have to play a song here. You can hit split, and then you can edit the things together easier. Like edit it together later on. So let's stop.
What's really interesting here is that you'll notice that you heard...
To stop, we hit the record button again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. when you hit the split button, you'll notice that it was like it broke the word that in half. If I were to edit those together, it would be pretty much seamless. It's really quick with its splits. Like you don't lose any audio at all when you do splits, so it's definitely a cool thing to play with. So I think that's everything for recording. But there's some new things you can do with scheduling a file, and Holly's going to show you how to do that right now.
Okay, to schedule, first you have to pick a session. So we're going to do a Safari session.
Audio hot component in session list table. Interact with component in session list table on selected component. Recording bin session. Quick record session. Quick record set. Quick record. Recording bin set. Recording bin set. Quick built-in input. Built-in default system inputs. DVD player session. iChat session. iTunes session. QuickTime player. Safari session. QuickTime player. Safari session.
Okay, this is Safari session.
Stop interacting with component in session list table. Vertical splitter.
One thing you can do with Audio Hijack Pro is you can set it to open a stream or URL when it hijacks. So
hijack, uncheck, check, mute, uncheck, record, uncheck, pause, dim, split, dim, hijack, recorder off. Input, selected, tab, recording, tab, two, tags, tab, effects, tab, audio source, source type, application, pop-up, application. Application, applicate, embedded image, select, menu button, open URL slash blank, open URL slash file slash AppleScript, uncheck checkbox.
So I'm going to check this box.
Edit text blank, insertion at beginning
I'm
of text.
I'm going to just put in a URL here.
http://www.bbc.co.uk/bbc7.
Okay, so when the schedule starts, it will open that URL.
Select menu button. Advanced button. Schedule. Schedule list table.
Okay, so we don't have anything in here right now. It'll say in the next option over, it'll tell me how to get a schedule started.
Click plus to add a timer.
So I click the plus button, which isn't actually labeled, but it's the first button.
Button.
There's two buttons here.
Button.
There's a plus and a minus, and the plus is the first one.
Button. Press button. Interact with dialog. Alert. Schedule helper must be installed. To use timers in Audio Hijack Pro, you need to install Schedule Helper. Please click OK and enter your administrator password to use timers in Audio OK button.
Okay, I'm using Darcy's computer, and obviously he hasn't installed the Schedule Helper, so we'll do that now.
To use timers in Audio Hijack Pro, you need to install Schedule Helper. Click OK button.
Oh, I didn't finish reading. Oh well.
Press OK button.
Okay, so that's done. It brought up another dialog.
Sound Flower, tab 2 of Schedule Helper, selected tab 3 of Schedule Helper 1, install version 1.0, uninstall button, install dim button.
Okay, so that it's installed.
Install dim button. Close window. Window, Audio Hijack Pro. Button, button.
Okay.
Record, check, checkbox, button, button. Mute, uncheck, checkbox from 9 p.m. to 9 p.m. Edit text.
Okay, here is the schedule.
From mute, uncheck, button, schedule button. Table. Record, check, check, so uncheck, so uncheck, FOTA, week 2, mo, every, schedule list, schedule.
Okay.
Schedule list, table. Every pop-up button.
You can do every day, like every Sunday.
Mo, check, checkbox, two, check, check, we, check, check, th, check, fr, check, check, so, uncheck, checkbox, so, uncheck, checkbox.
You could do every day of the week if you want, except it seems like you can't have days of the week and weekend days checked. I'm not sure what the deal is with that. So if I checked.
So, uncheck, fr, check, th, check, checkbox, uncheck, th, checkbox.
If I check.
FR, uncheck checkbox. Check, saw, checkbox.
See, I check Saturday.
FR, uncheck checkbox. TH, uncheck checkbox. We, uncheck checkbox.
All the days of the week are unchecked. I'm not sure what the deal is with that.
2, uncheck mo, on every, pop up button.
But you
menu
can also
checkmark,
do
every, checkmark, ever, on.
On.
On. On.
Which is what I usually do when I do a schedule.
January 6, 2008, edit text.
So then you can put in a date.
Record, check checkbox.
And that's to record.
Button. This item has no help tag.
I'm not sure what that button does.
Button.
Or that one.
Mute, uncheck checkbox from 9 p.m. Edit text.
And then you can put in the times.
2. 10 p.m. Edit text.
And that's an hour. You can record for however long you want.
Quit source, uncheck checkbox.
And that, after it's done recording, it'll close Safari or whatever the source is.
New session button. Quit source, uncheck 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. from mute, button. Record, January, on, pop-up, schedule list table.
Okay, so in the schedule list, it'll show that particular schedule now.
On, pop-up button, schedule list table, interact with schedule list table, unselected, row 1, on, checkbox, next, 25.4 minutes, description, Sunday, January 6, 2008, at 9 p.m. for 1.0 hour, checkbox.
So that it's set to record.
Checkbox, description, Sunday, January 6, 2000.
How long... Until it's going to start recording.
Next, 25.0 minutes.
Which in this case, it's 25 minutes, so.
On, check checkbox.
Now, if I wanted to turn it off, I just uncheck this box.
Uncheck checkbox. Next, off.
So then it says off.
Description, Sunday, next, on, uncheck
so
checkbox.
Turn it back on.
Check checkbox. Next, 24.7 minutes.
And see it's going down.
On, check checkbox.
So in 24 minutes, it would bring up Safari and record. So that's how you do a schedule. It's actually worth noting that if your computer goes to sleep, the schedule helper actually will wake it up. So if you have it, like my computer is set to go to sleep after 10 minutes, so if it went to sleep, then as long as I had the lid open, the schedule helper would wake it up and it would start recording, and then once it was done recording, it would go back to sleep. So that's pretty cool. And now here's Darcy to talk about editing.
All right, so as Holly said, I'm going to show you some editing. I thought what might be interesting for some people is to see how I start working on the podcast after we've done recording it. So the first thing we need to do in this case is the stuff at the beginning that you heard Holly and I talking, we recorded that on an iRiver. So I'm going to hook up the iRiver. Alright, so the iRiver's hooked up. And let's see.
Stop interacting with vertical splitter, sidebar, list. Interact with sidebar, list, Darcy, selected folder. Desktop, selected places, expanded disclosure, SNL, underline, C's, Macintosh, HD, devices, expanded disclosure, devices, expanded disclosure, triangle.
It hasn't shown up for some reason. Maybe it's not on. I bet that's what it is. Alright, let's turn it on. And it should show up here on the list.
Macintosh HD, select SNL under no name, selected volume.
There we go, it's called no name for some reason. So
stop interacting, verticals, column view, browser.
Click in the column view, browser.
Record, voice, selected folder, record, selected folder.
Folder.
XMic 000.mp3, selected mp3 audio file.
That was the thing you heard earlier, so let's copy that.
Copy XMic 000.mp3. Stop interacting with, verticals, sidebar, list.
Alright, so now it's
vertical splitter, column view, selected browser.
Home folder.
Home.
And we'll go
temp, selected folder.
This is my temp folder. Inside the temp folder is where I keep all the working files for my podcast. So let's paste it in there.
Paste item. Column view, browser.
Command V is paste, and Command C was copy. It's similar to Windows. So you do Control C and Control V. This is the Command key. The Command key is where the Alt key would be on a Windows keyboard. So, all right. So now I don't need the iRiver anymore. So let's go back.
Vertical splitter. Sidebar. List. Interact with sidebar. List. Desktop. Selected places. Expanded. No name. Selected volume.
So I'm going to bring up the context menu for that.
Menu.
And I'm going to eject it.
Open. Open and closing, eject, no name. Macintosh HD, selected.
So, now let's go back into my temp folder and make sure that it's there. So I'm going to do Command-Shift-H, that takes me into my home folder.
Window, Darcy, column view, browser, no selection, column view, browser, temp, selected folder.
Let's see what's here.
Three items, 40s, column view, browse, temp, selected folder, xmic000.mp3, selected mp3 audio file. ssintro.raw.wav, selected wave audio file. ssoutro.wav, selected wave audio file.
And then, so this is my intro, the intro music and outro music. A neat little feature of OS X, this is new in Leopard, is the quick look. And so if I'm not sure what something is,
ssintro.xmic000.mp3, selected mp3 audio file.
There are intro text, our intro message. So if I hit the space bar on that, that brings up what they call the quick look panel.
Window, quick look panel. Time, 1:37,
hey
quote, time, 1:37, quote.
And also right, to main menu.
So I can hit
I'm Holly Anderson.
And I'm Darcy Bernard.
XMic000.mp3, selected mp3 audio file.
If you want to preview what your thing is. So what I have here is I have the intro music, our beginning message, and what I also have is the slate. The slate is the message at the beginning of the podcast saying the episode number and the date. So, lately, if you've been listening to Screen the Switchers, you know that lately we've been using the computer voice, Alex, to generate the slate. Just because it shows off Alex, it sounds cool, and usually I forget to record the slate until after we're done, and so this is just easier in a lot of ways. So, I'm going to show you how I make Alex do the slate. What I've actually done to generate the slate is I made up a little automator workflow. Automator is definitely something I want to cover in a future Screen the Switchers because it's really cool. It's a really cool way to automate things you do all the time. Mac OS X comes with a really powerful built-in scripting language called AppleScript. But Automator is kind of for people who want the power of AppleScript but don't want to learn to program. Basically what it is it's a sequence of actions strung together to perform some task. And what I've done is I've made a little workflow called Slate Generator, and I'm gonna run that.
Soft sites select shows to public pictures to music movies to misc to mute library to JUT downloads to documents selected Dexter.S010 automation tool audible selected automation tools to book and audio selected folder. Clean and convert selected master and con Slate Generator selected application.
Here we are. Slate Generator. So I'm gonna hit Command O to open that up.
Open. Automator launcher. Blank text. Type in the slate information.
Alright, so it's a type in the slate information. I've got a text area here. Now what I have to do first, when you have to type in a string that indicates what speed you want the voice to speak at. Well, you don't have to, but if you don't, it will start at a really slow speed. So we don't want that. So we're gonna have the slate recorded at 200 words per minute. So I do that by hitting two left brackets.
Left bracket. R-A-T-E, space, 2-0, 0.
No, not rate 20, I was about to do that, and that would have not been good.
Right bracket.
So we've done that.
Space.
Now I'll type in the message I want.
T-H-E, space, S-C-R-E-E-N-L-E-S-S, space, S-W-I-T-C-A-E-R-S, space, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, comma, space, E-P-I-F-O-D-E, space, 1-9. Comma, space, A-O-R, space, J-A-N-U-A-R-Y, space, S-E-V-E-N-T-H, space, 2-0-0-8.
So let's make sure I've got this right.
Rate 200, the Screenless Witchers Podcast, episode 19, for January 7th, 2008.
Yeah, that sounds right. So let's make sure, so let's hit enter on, let's stop interacting.
Cancel button, OK button.
Hit the OK button.
Press OK button. Finder, Window, Automation Tools, Slate Generator, Selected Application.
Alright, now I know that...
Automation Tools, Selected Folder.
When I go back to Finder, that it's done. Basically, what that did... Let me explain what it did. Well, actually, I'll show you the file first.
Temp, Selected Folder. XMic00, Slate.AIF, Selected AIFF Audio.
And unless I have a file called Slate. I'm going to bring up the Quick Look panel to hear it, but I'm going to turn off VoiceOver, because otherwise you'll hear two Alex voices talking against each other. So let's turn that off.
VoiceOver off.
Press spacebar to preview it.
The Screenless Witchers Podcast, episode 19, for January 7th, 2008.
All right, so we're good to go. The slate is what we want. So let's start up VoiceOver again.
VoiceOver on, Finder, Window, Temp, Column View, Browser.
Okay, now we have our slate, we have our beginning message, and we have our intro theme. Those are the first three sections of our podcast. So let's put those together. Now the first thing we need to do is look at our beginning message and see if it sounds okay. So let's find it.
Slate.aif, selected xmic000.mp3, selected mp3 audio.
And that's the file we want. Now we're going to open it, and I'm going to do that by using VoiceOver Shift M to bring up the context menu. Just a reminder for people who can't remember that when I say VoiceOver, it means Option Control. So VoiceOver Shift M.
Menu. Open. Open with submenu. Open with submenu. iTunes default.
Now, a neat thing about the way this works is you can go to Open, which would just open the file in its default application, which is iTunes. Or underneath that, there's an Open with option, and it will you can select to open the file with anything that can play that file type. So in this case, we have MP3s. So we're going to get a list of anything that can play MP3s. So we've got iTunes.
Fission,
which is an audio editor. But that's not the one we're going to use today.
QuickTime Player.
All right, we've got QuickTime Player.
Sound Studio. VLC,
and those are our choices. So we're going to open it up in Sound Studio.
Sound QuickTime Player, Sound Studio. XMic000.mp3, selected MP3 audio, window, XMic000.mp3.
Alright, and for some reason, it starts to say Sound Studio, but that gets cut off by announcing the file name. Now, talk a little bit about Sound Studio. Sound Studio is a lot like SoundForge. The way you do things are very similar. Like you use cut and paste, and use the arrow keys to select. There are some differences. Like, for example, apparently Sound Studio can do multi-track recording, which I don't know anything about, because I'm not a musician or anything. And it also has some really interesting quirks that you have to be aware of. Like, you've got to make sure that all your files, if you're working with multiple files that you're going to put together, they have to be all the same type. Like, they have to be the same sample rate. If one of them's in stereo, they all have to be in stereo, because it won't warn you or anything. It'll just put them together, and the results can be, well, interesting, to say the least. So, let's see what we've got here. We have our file.
Zoomed out horizontally button, 42.1% horizontal zoom, horizontal slider.
Now, this is this horizontal slider, and it controls the zoom. What you can do here is you can control how fast, or when you move through a file, how much, you know, one press of the arrow key covers at any given time. So if you need to do really small edits, you can do that, or if you want to cover a larger area, you can do that.
Zoom in horizontally, horizontal zoom pop-up button, horizontal scroll up, Q, 0.000, length, 137.895.
So that's our, kind of our timeline. We see how long the file is and where we are. So,
horizontal scroll bar.
Now one thing that's definitely worth noting with Sound Studio and VoiceOver, and it took me a little while to figure this out, you need to have VoiceOver's cursor tracking turned off. If you don't, I don't really understand it completely, but things just won't work properly. So let's turn off cursor tracking.
Cursor tracking off. Dim horizontal scroll bar.
Let's play our file. Make sure we've got the right file open.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Screenless Switchers, and also to Main Menu.
All right, that's definitely what we want. But there is a little bit of a pause at the beginning, and I like to have things start right immediately. So let's start selecting the dead air. And we do that the same way you do it in SoundForge, with Shift and the right arrow. See what we've got. Not quite enough. Oh, let's just go back a little bit, because Holly's breath there, we'll keep that. Alright, so let's delete that. And let's see how that sounds.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Screenless Switchers, and also to Main Menu. I'm Holly Anderson.
And I'm Darcy Bernard.
Alright. So that sounds fine. Now let's hear the end. I don't think we need to do any editing within the file itself. I think what we did was fine. So let's go to the end of the file. And let's make sure we're at the end of the file, first of all.
Q, 136.656.
Now, what I was doing before, I wasn't focused on this, but if I were to focus on the time, as I move back with the arrows, you get a clicking sound. That's fine for when you're moving through the arrows, but you don't want to leave it on there while you're playing, because you get this.
We'll go from there.
And that's kind of annoying and not really useful. So, let's
horizontal scroll bar. Dim horizontal scroll bar.
We'll go from there.
But you can hear there is some dead air at the end there. So let's cut that out. And the best way to do that is to, when you're listening to a file and you know where you want to stop, you drop a marker and use that by pressing the enter key. So let's do that.
We'll go from there.
All right. One thing that's worth pointing out on the Mac as well is that there's a return key and there's an enter key. This is the case on the PC as well, but on the PC, the return and the enter are basically the same. They perform the same function. This isn't the case on the Mac. The return key and the enter key do different things a lot of the time. So I use the enter to drop a marker, and we're going to move to it by pressing Option right arrow. And that's our dead air that we want to cut out. So we use Shift and down arrow to select it. And we hit delete it. And let's hear what we've got.
Q, 135.982.
And if you can remember how long the file was before, you know you've done it, because it's shorter. But
horizontal scroll bar, dim horizontal scroll bar.
Go from there.
All right, so the pause is a little bit shorter. So that's fine. So now we want to put our intro music on the start of the file. So we move to the top of the file by pressing the up arrow. And let's make sure we're there.
Q, 0.000, length, 130, horizontal scroll bar, dim, horizontal scroll bar.
Now we want to insert some silence, so then we can mix paste our intro. So let's do that. We go to the insert menu by pressing voice over M.
Menu bar, Apple, Sound Studio, File, Edit, Audio, Insert, Insert Menu, Marker, Command, Insert Silence, Ellipsis, Command,
Insert Silence, E. And when it says ellipsis, that means a dialogue. I think WindowEyes does that as well, so it tells you you're gonna, or something does that. I don't know if it's WindowEyes. I can't remember. But
or interact with dialogue for window xmic000.mp3. Insert silence. Insert or replace selection with silence with a duration of. Insert or replace selection with silence with a duration 25.000 duration. Edit text.
And that's actually what I want.
HH colon MM colon SS duration units pop up button.
But I'm going to change that to seconds, because you got
menu
a whole
check mark,
time.
HH colon MM colon SS, samples, check mark, seconds, samples.
So you can put hours, minutes, seconds, or you can just have
seconds,
or you can have samples.
25.000, duration, edit text, seconds, cancel, button, OK, button.
All right.
Closing dialogue.
And let's make sure we've done it. All right, we've got silence there. So now we need to open up our intro music. We do that by hitting Command O to bring up the open dialog.
Open, dialog, open, open.
Now I find it easier to turn on cursor tracking at this point, so let's do that.
Cursor tracking on. Forward, column, temp, search text field, progress index, sidebar, table 1, vertical, split, file, browser. xmic000.slate.aif. ssintro.raw.wav.
There we go. There's our intro music.
Stop interacting with cancel open button. Press open toolbar.
Turning off cursor tracking?
Cursor tracking off.
Now let's make sure we've got what we think we have. And indeed we do. This is our intro music. So let's do a select all.
Select all.
And we'll do, okay, that's with Command A. Command C copies.
Copy.
Let's switch back to our other window.
Window, xmic000.mp3.
All right. Horizontal scroll bar, horizontal scroll bar. We want to do a mix paste, so we do that with Command-Shift-V. Or we can also do it from the edit menu, but we can just do Command-Shift-V here.
Mix paste, dialog, mix paste, mix paste. Existing audio, pasteboard audio, plus pasteboard audio. 80% existing audio, vertical slider, plus 6 dB. 80% pasteboard audio, vertical slider.
And this...
plus 6 dB.
Allows you to control the volume of the, you know, the existing audio and then the audio you're pasting.
0 dB.
So if you want to customize it a little bit.
Minus 6 dB. Minus 6 dB. Minus 12 dB. Minus 12 dB. Minus 18 dB. Minus 18 dB. Minus 20. Minus 24.00 dB. 0.00 dB. 100.00% existing audio. Percent. 100%. Paste all of paste inside selection. Paste all of pasteboard audio. Selected radio button 1 of 2. Paste inside selection only. Radio button 2 of 2. Help button.
So those are all the choices you have.
Cancel button. OK button.
And we'll hit OK.
Press window X, window xmic000.mp3.
Let's hear how that sounds. So we have our music here. And after about 25 seconds, we will have a talking. We'll hear how that sounds. And,
hey everyone, and welcome to the Screenless Switchers, and also to Main Menu. I'm Holly Anderson.
And I'm Darcy Bernard.
Okay, that's actually not right. Okay, obviously you can tell I haven't done the Screenless Switchers for a while, because I didn't remember how much time we used there. So, I guess we're going to have to fix it. So, we do like you do in Windows.
Menu bar, app, sound, stick, file, edit.
Edit?
Edit, menu. Undo, mix, paste, command.
We're gonna Z. Undo the mix paste.
Undo insert silence.
And for some reason it tells you what the next thing is, which is actually kind of useful, although I don't think it's supposed to do that.
Menu bar, sounds, file, edit, edit, menu, undo insert silence, command, right, Z.
Let's undo the insert silence. I could have hit command Z there.
Undo, delete.
All right, now let's make sure.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to...
Yep. So we're back.
Menu bar, Apple Sound Studio, File, Edit, Audio, Insert. Insert menu. Marker, Command, Insert Silence, Ellipsis, Command, E.
I need to remember these shortcut keys. Insert Silence is Command E.
Insert Interact with Dialog for Window. Insert Silence. Insert or replace selection with silence with a duration of 25.000. Duration, edit text.
Let's try 22 seconds.
Selection deleted. 2. HH colon MM colon menu seconds. 0. Cancel button. OK button. Press OK. Closing dialog.
Alright, so that's what we've got. Now let's... It should still be in the clipboard, the intro stuff, but just to make sure, let's switch over there.
Window, ssintro.raw.wav, toolbar.
We'll do a select all.
Select all.
And we'll do a copy.
Copy.
And we'll go back to our...
Window, xmic000.mp3, horizontal scroll bar, horizontal scroll bar.
Command-shift-V.
Mix paste. Dialogue, mix paste, mix paste. Existing audio. Pasteboard audio. 80% plus 60 dB, 80% existing, dim minute, close button, okay, cancel button, okay button, press, window, xmic000.mp3.
And let's hear how that sounds.
And welcome to the Screenless Switchers, and also to Main Menu. I'm Holly Anderson.
And I'm Darcy Bernard.
That doesn't sound too bad. Finally, what we'd want to do for this is we'd want to put the slate on at the beginning. So let's open that up.
Dialog open. Cursor tracking on. Forward context. Vertical splitter. File browser. XMIC slate.ai. SS intro slate.ai. Stop interacting. Cancel. Open button. Press. Toolbar. Cursor tracking off.
Let's make sure it's what we think it is.
The Screenless Switchers Podcast, episode 19, for January 7th, 2008.
And indeed it is. So let's copy all the audio from that. So we'll do a select all with Command A.
Select all.
And we'll do a copy with Command C.
Copy.
We'll do a... Switch window, command accent.
Window, xmic000.mp.
And we'll do a paste with command V.
Paste.
Let's see if this is what we want.
The Screenless Switchers Podcast, episode 19, for January 7th, 2008.
Yes, it is. Sounds good. So that in a nutshell is how you do stuff with Sound Studio. If you're familiar with SoundForge, it's very similar, as I said. There are some differences. One big difference, as I'm sure you've noticed with me going through all this, is there's no presets. Which is not very good for someone like me who doesn't really know what they're doing and kind of depends on the presets. So in my case it means a lot of trial and error. But other than that, They're very similar. They have a lot of the same features. And it's not particularly expensive Sound Studio rather. I believe it's around $79. But they have sales all the time. I happen to catch it on a 20% off day. But they do have sales all the time. So you might if you want it, you might find it cheaper than that.
Alright, so that was our demo on how to use Audio Hijack Pro and how to edit.
Yep, and that's just obviously a beginner. There's a lot more stuff you can do with any of those programs. And there's obviously other alternatives as well, but these are the things that we find work best for us. If you want to find information about all of these programs, we'll have them in our show notes. We'll have links to Rogue Amoeba, where you can get Audio Hijack Pro and a lot of really cool audio-related utilities, and also to Freeverse, where you can buy. Or should we have a link to the Felt Tip, the company that makes it?
Freeverse.
Yeah, we'll have a link to Freeverse where you can buy it, And you can get a demo from there, too. I'm not sure what the limitations are. The limitations on Audio Hijack Pro as a demo are, after a certain period of time, what you're hijacking, after 10 minutes, it will start to distort.
I think the demo for Sound Studio is a day-by-day thing.
Oh, yeah.
Certain number of runs.
Yeah, it's either a day thing or a certain number of runs. So you can definitely get a feel for both programs with the demos. And I said the price did I say the price for Audio Hijack Pro as well?
Yeah, earlier I think.
Yeah, I think I did too. So
also we should mention that we had to do a few edits. So there was one part where Darcy said he was going to explain something and he never did explain it. So
right. I was going to explain my slate generator thing. Basically, what it did is it asked for the text, which I put in, and then fed that text into a routine that generates an audio file from the text. That audio file was then sent into Sound Studio, which converted it to stereo, and then resaved the file. And that's what it did. So it makes it a little easier. It's just things you don't have to do manually. And also, because of editing, there were a few parts where we went back. The audio levels weren't necessarily consistent, so sorry about that if you guys had to adjust your volume quite a bit. But if you have any questions, you're certainly welcome to email us at show@screenlessswitchers.com, and we will see you later. Take care, everyone.
Bye.